Terry and the Pirates.
First time since Terry and his friends landed in the snow-covered town of Min Chau, deep in the Kunlun Mountains of China, they have visited the experimental gas laboratory up on the hill. That is to say, Terry and Dude Hennick were invited up there by the handsome Kennington Hook, the assistant chemist of the place. Hook is in charge of the gas station since the strange disappearance of the great Dr. Moy Ben. When Terry and Dude were there, they saw an amazing demonstration of a new type of gas. A gas that causes steel to crumble like ashes. We'll pick up this exciting mystery adventure in today's transcribed episode, but first, Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. Nobody has much fun when life gets monotonous. That's why boys and girls like yourselves are always on the lookout for adventure. That's why you like to hear the adventures of Terry and his pals. They make life exciting. But here's another kind of adventure. An adventure in good drinks that knocks monotony for a loop. It's Libby's Tomato Juice, and man alive, there's a drink that's ace high with everybody for flavor plus. And Libby brings it to you, that fresh-tasting zang, just as it was the moment it was pressed from prized tomatoes. Now, that's one reason for the extra goodness in Libby's Tomato Juice. And then, too, it's got those vitamins that Mother knows are so important. Vitamins A, B1, C, and G. So here's a tip on how you can enjoy Libby's Tomato Juice often. Tell Mother how good it is for you. Tell her about those vitamins Libby's Tomato Juice gives you. Do that and you'll never be disappointed when you open the refrigerator for a can of super delicious Libby's Tomato Juice. Sometimes you'll probably want a glass between meals and nobody'll make any objections because Libby's Tomato Juice is a real refresher. Doesn't kill your appetite. Remember the name? It's Libby's, L-I-B-B-Y-S, Libby's Tomato Juice. And now, Terry and the Pirates. And now let's join Terry Lee as he stands at the entrance of the laboratory with Kennington Hook. Terry doesn't like this man. On the other hand, he is almost convinced that the secret formula papers which Dude brought to Min Chau from General Chang should be turned over to Hook. Here is Mr. Hook's argument.
I don't want you to do anything contrary to the best interests of anyone, Terry. But I feel sure that the formulae will be safer up here at the laboratory. You see, I can lock them up in our big safe.
Well, I'm sure if you'd, talk to Dude, he'd turn the formulas over to you.
You understand, of course, that in the absence of Dr. Moy Ben, I am the one to receive the papers entrusted to Mr. Hennick.
Well, yes. Somebody should be authorized to take them.
And I am that person. Now, I realize that Mr. Hennick and Pat Ryan, even you, Teddy, may not like me personally. But, that has little to do with the case. Isn't that true?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Hook.
So you see, Terry, all the arguments I could possibly use won't influence Mr. Hennick to turn the formula papers over to me. But without them, my hands are tied. I can go no further with my gas experiments up here on the hill.
Uh-huh. Well, I understand.
That's why I'm asking for your help. I'm asking you to bring those formulae to me. Of course, I could get in touch with General Chang, Fuss, but, why should we? When we can avoid trouble and all that sort of thing. If you would help me.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Just bring the formula to me this evening. I'll be waiting here at the laboratory.
Well, all right. Unless something interferes, I'll be
back. Quiet. Here comes Mr. Hennick. Well, Mr. Hennick, what do you think of this place, eh?
I'll never get over that demonstration you gave us.
Of the Moy Ben gas? Ah, yes. Amazing, isn't it? And terrible, too, eh?
Yes, imagine a gas that'll make steel crumble like ashes. If I hadn't seen it happen with my own eyes, best, I wouldn't have believed it.
Yes, it's a remarkable weapon. Remarkable, thanks to the genius of Dr. Moy Ben. I'm sorry he can't be here. But we'll find him, I'm sure.
Well, Terry, let's cycle on down to our cabin. What's that?
Okay, dude.
It's been a pleasure, Mr. Huck. Thanks. So long.
Not at all. Glad to have you. See you later, Terry. Now, we'll keep this all to ourselves until the formula papers are placed in the safe up here, eh?
Yeah.
Well, then, I'll be waiting here for you, Terry. Goodbye. Yes, indeed, Terry. I shall be waiting for you. Hello? Hello? 379? That's you, Saki. Are you in a position to talk? Well, never mind then. Just pay attention. Come up here to the laboratory. I have a job for you. Never mind. I'll explain that when I... What? I want you to get me. Hurry.
Connie arrived. Where's Mr. Hennick?
One thing at a time, April, while I get inside the door. Well, Dude and I were up at the experimental laboratory.
Isn't he wonderful?
Yeah, the laboratory is pretty amazing.
Oh, no, I mean Mr. Hook. He talks just like a movie, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm. Well, Dude and I started back, but Dude cut across into town. Wants to check up about a plane to take us out of here.
Oh, he's always doing that. But it don't help much, does it?
And I know that Connie's here. Now then, suppose you tell me where Burma is and Pat and Connie.
Well, Burma's out in the kitchen, or whatever you call that little room where the cook stove is, and so is Connie. They're cooking up something, I guess. And, well, I'm here, so we're all accounted for.
Uh-huh. That's fine.
What are you fishing for over by that log, Terry?
I'm trying to find... Yeah, here it is. Here's what I'm looking for.
What's in that envelope, Terry?
It's, just some formulas that have to be given to Mr. Hook. I promised I'd do it. Dude hid this envelope in the log in the bedroom wall several days ago.
Oh, I didn't know anything was hiding there.
Yeah, these are secret gas formulas sealed in this envelope. They were given to Dude by General Chang to give to Dr. Moy Ben.
But isn't it risky to keep something like that in a log?
Yeah, this envelope will be a lot safer up in the big safe in the laboratory.
You going up there now?
Yeah, it won't take me long.
Want me to go with you?
No. You'll see Kennington Hook soon enough. This is a business call. I'll be right back. I know the trail along the hill pretty well.
It's getting darker every minute.
You stay here and don't tell anybody where I've gone. I'll hurry back. Then I'll tell Dude and Pat what I've done and...
Now listen, Saki. We can't have any mistakes.
No worries.
Never mind interrupting me. Just sit still and listen. Now, there's a young fellow coming up the hill trail from a cabin down the way. It's getting dark out. That ought to make things easy for you. He's bringing some special gas formula papers up here to me. I want them, but I don't want him to give them to me.
But, boss...
Now, wait. I'll explain. I want you to knock him out and take those papers away from him. When young Terry wakes up and discovers those papers have been stolen, well, he'll have a hard time squaring himself with Hennick and Ryan. Yes, and General Chang, too. Now then, if you haven't any questions, go out and get your man. And don't...
Sure, April. Why not get Connie to fix the fire?
Because Connie's busy out back with Burma cooking something.
Well, you take this coat and throw it someplace. Now then. You want Duty to throw another log on the fire, huh?
If you'll be so obliged, Mr. Hennick.
Yeah, sure. Yes, Bess, I think I worked up a he-man appetite walking back from town. And this business about Dr. Moy Ben not getting any trace of him sort of upset me. I don't know whether you know it or not, April, but I have some very important papers to deliver to the doctor.
But why not give them to Kennington Hook?
Well, I don't know.
They'd be a lot safer up there in a safe than down here in a hollow log.
What's that? How did you know they were in a hollow log?
Oh, well, you see, it's nothing to get excited about. Terry told me.
Oh, sure. I guess I'm nervous tonight. Don't know why, but I have an uneasy feeling about... No, well...
I'll take those formula papers up to Mr. Hook in the morning, turn them over to him.
Well, why not take them up there now, this evening?
Well, I could, of course.
Well, couldn't Terry take them up to Mr. Hook this evening?
Yeah, what are you driving at, April?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah. Well, there's your fire, Kitty. I'm going in the bedroom and take these wet boots off.
Oh, dear. I'm scared somebody's going to be mad.
April! April, come here!
Coming, Mr. Hennick.
April, did you know there was a hollow log in this wall, over in this corner?
Why, yes.
Well, how did you know?
Well, I was standing here when Terry took the envelope out.
Well, when was that? What did you do with it?
Oh, I can explain, Mr. Hennick. That's what I started to do a few minutes ago when you came in.
Terry, Pat, Ryan, and I were the only ones who knew where they were hidden.
Yes, I know, but...
What right did Terry to take them? General Chang entrusted those formula papers in my care. I'm responsible for them. What was that? Out there in the other room. Oh, what's the matter?
Oh, come here quick. Something's happened to him. He's lying on the floor here by the door.
Terry. Say, he's been hurt. Yeah. Looks like he's been crawling through the snow. Just made it to this door and fell in.
I'll get some warm water. I think there's enough in the kettle here. He's hurt his head, I can tell.
It's a nasty bump. Must have fallen backward.
Where do you think he's been? I mean, how did it happen?
I don't know. He either slipped and fell or... If there are any broken bones. Say, his pocketbook's gone. He's been slugged. Now, steady, old man. Take it easy.
Somebody was dark before I could turn around and hit me.
Now, take it easy, boy. Knocked out, huh?
Oh.
But why should anybody lay for you along the hill trail? What would they expect to get?
Now then, hold his face in the water, Mr. Hennick. I'll see if I can dip this rag in and clean his head.
All right. Now, Terry, just lie here. Don't try to talk.
But I gotta talk. Where's Dude?
That's me, fella. I'm right here with you.
Was everything taken? Search my pockets. The envelope, is it gone?
Yeah, whoever tapped you on the head rolled you for everything you had.
And they've taken it. The envelope of the formula papers.
Formula? Terry, did you have them with you?
I was taking them to Mr. Hook. Now they're gone. Somebody, I couldn't see who it was. I don't know how long I lay there in the snow.
Well, this is a sweet mess. Whatever made you do such a thing, Terry?
Please, Mr. Hennick, he's in no shape to talk.
No, perhaps not, but do you realize what's happened?
Of course I do.
Those formula papers have been stolen, and I'm responsible for their safekeeping. How am I going to explain this mess to General Chang?
Oh, stop thinking about yourself. Think of Terry. He's been hurt.
Terry had no right to touch that envelope without consulting me. Now he's been robbed of it. He's placed me in a spot. I've been doing work for the Chinese Army for a long time. I have a good reputation. I'm trusted. The officers have faith in me.
I know, but Terry's hurt.
Yes, Terry may have a bump on his head, but unless we can locate that formula, there's a bigger bump in store for all of us.
Well, you and I know that Kennington Hook was the brains back of the robbery, but how will our friends find out about it? I'll give you some advance information in just a moment. You know, boys and girls, if you're going to enjoy super swell Libby's tomato juice tomorrow, you'd better remind Mother today to be sure and get some. And if you want to make extra certain she'll get Libby's, just tell her Libby's is famous for flavor and is mighty good for you, too. She knows the importance of vitamins. And when she learns that Libby supplies vitamins A, B1, C, and G, it's a cinch you'll be enjoying Libby's tomato juice often. Libby's pineapple juice is a taste thriller, too. It comes from Hawaii and has the true natural flavor of ripe Hawaiian pineapples. You'll go for both of these Libby's juices. Now, tomorrow's transcribed adventure takes us on a secret midnight visit to a spot where Terry and the others hope to recover the gas formula papers. But surprises come thick and fast, and you want to be in on all the thrills, so keep your special date with Terry and the Pirates.